Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Dolphins and Jets this Sunday. 1 o'clock kickoff from New York. Got the injury report for you, brought to you by the University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute, now at the Lennar Foundation Medical Center in Coral Gables. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. I guess the big news when it comes to the injury report, Josh Sitton, who didn't practice Wednesday and Thursday. Now we kind of understand why.
Yeah.
Out for the season. Basically.
Gone
for the season.
Rotator cuff.
Yep. He's going to have surgery needed. See, he is out. Laremy Tunsil was on the injury report, but he was a full participant. Devontae Parker, full participant. Juwan James, William Hayes, also full participants. John Denny was limited. Danny Amendola was full after did not practice on Wednesday. And Frank Gore, non-injury related, did not practice either. It's one of those, I guess, vet days to kind of chill out. So there's your injury report brought to you by the University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute. But Josh Sitton takes the cake, I guess you could say, on the injury report.
And Ted Larson will take over at
Giddy
the
up.
Left guard position.
Yep.
So you see, Josh Sitton was obviously a good player, but the problem and the concern has been, as a veteran guy, he missed some games last year, and what did he have left in the tank? And we got one game out of him, and so we'll next man up here. And see, the guys are going to go down. You just always hope. When you start looking at it, I'm watching guys just about every game. Somebody's getting injured, right? Matter, you know what we seem feel like we've seen? Obviously, the knee is number one right now. How about the Achilles, though?
Yeah, weird, right?
Seeing some Achilles injuries pop up. So, Josh Sitton's out. And you got to get Ted Larson. Hopefully, he can stay healthy. But in the future, you got to draft a guard again and try to find a guy.
That's it. Doesn't have to be a first-round guy.
No, but you got to find a guy good enough that you know can play.
Yeah, and play for a couple years.
And develop.
Yeah.
And we just – it's the one position on this team that they have struggled through the years, recent years, to find a drafted guard. And I know they're trying, and I'm not big on taking a guard in the first round. I always do that this, you know, the time of the year. I'm not big on doing one in the first round. But, man, it would be nice to grow one. Now, Jesse Davis, you know, has been a really nice story and a guy that, you know, was a defensive lineman and came here, got cut by a couple of teams and then started to put it together and is now a right guard, a big, strong guy. But they do need to be able at some point to draft a guy that's actually a guard to play guard, or a tackle that can play guard in the future, in these drafts coming up. But saying all that, it's about stop that run for the Miami Dolphins, and for Sam Darnold to throw the football. But you got to stop it. They got two guys that are really, really good running the football. Powell and Crowell. Went for 160-plus yards last week against the Lions. I don't know how much to read in the Lions. I'm sure they're not as bad as they played in that game.
Yeah, they look pretty stinky.
You'd have to put them as, like, after that game.
The way the Jets pounded them?
Buffalo, the way. I mean, they gave up. Nobody gives up 31 points in a quarter.
Yeah, I mean, oof.
Third quarter, 31 points is really really hard.
In all phases of the game, too. It wasn't, really you know, it wasn't just Darnold throwing four touchdowns that quarter. It was every phase of that game. But Detroit's got to be up there with one of the worst teams right now, which is surprising, too. I didn't think they would be this bad. But it's one game. Are we overreacting to one game?
No, you can't. You're right. They're going to win
some
games.
But are you overreacting to the Bills? Do you think the Bills are a good team? Because they got blown out, too.
I don't think they're that bad either.
Yeah. I think they're really bad.
I don't think any of these teams are that bad. I told you, I think Cleveland's going to win. They got a tie. I think they just got too much talent.
They got a tie. It's just funny when you say that. Sorry.
They're gonna win some games. We'll see and be talking here. But yeah, I don't read too much into week one just because nobody played in the preseason. Some teams are obviously more prepared than others. And then you have the teams you expected to win and did it, whether it's the Patriots or the Rams and what they did to the Raiders. And then what happened, what Baltimore did to Buffalo.
And then what Cincinnati did to Baltimore last night. So would Cincinnati right be favored by 60 against Buffalo? I mean, you're right. You can't read too much into it. But just by what you saw in week one, I would say that the two worst teams from week one have to be Buffalo and Detroit.
Yeah. No, if you're working
off
that.
You got crushed in week one.
Just don't do any power rankings for a while.
No?
Like everybody
else. Everyone's
likes to
got
do.
Them out.
Dwayne Wade news coming out last night. Dwayne and UD opened a brand new restaurant in Aventura. And so if you missed it, Ira was there.
Of course
Ira,
he
was out there and working it last night, talking to Dwayne Wade and UD. Here it is.
I wish I had an answer for you. I don't have it today.
And Watty's going to go into that decision now that we're so close to the start of training camp.
I mean, a lot goes into it. I've kind of talked about that over the course of my career. So you guys can play the tape back and hear the same answers over and over again. But a lot goes into it.
Have the Heat offered you the mid-level exception? Have they offered you the maximum that they can offer you?
You got to call my agent and ask him. I haven't dealt with the money part of it.
How are you? You don't even let us stretch no more. We got to get warm for you, man. We don't.
Dwayne, just being straight for this close to the start of camp, like UD says, being ready for a season.
Yeah.
Does the decision have to come in advance of the start of camp, or do you feel comfortable enough if it does go to media day or right before that?
Whichever day the decision comes, it comes, and that's the right day, whichever day that is.
Conditioning-wise, we've seen so much video of you. Are you in NBA shape to take a court with
Absolutely not. You can't get in NBA shape until you play in the NBA. No one is in NBA shape. Everybody's in open gym, halfway, half defensive shape. No one's in training camp shape. No one's in NBA shape. You can't get that unless you're out there.
So you could let UD play on without you?
Excuse me?
You can let UD play
that's
on?
That's a question that I'm not. That's going to be a long answer right there. So I'm going to leave that one right down the table.
There you have it. UD and Dwayne in a great mood last night. Yep. Answered all Ira's stuff. And he's not ready to make that decision right now. So we'll talk more about Dwayne Wade coming up here. You know what time it is, though.
Oh, I do.
He had a rough week last week. Big Louie. Yeah, Big Louie struggled a little bit, but he is back and stronger than ever this morning. The Barber joins us. Big Louie, how you doing this morning?
Very good, Joe. I'm really, I had a tough week last week. Took one on the chin. But we're going to keep on going, okay?
Hey, listen, you're representing Carl's Barbershop out in Weston, man. Don't let us down because you run all the sports talk, man. That's your store to run it. All those guys run to you. So
yeah.
So here we go. What do you got for me this week?
Okay. I got my Miami Hurricanes are going to cover 10 over Toledo.
Okay.
They're going to really put it on this week, Joe.
Okay.
I'm really positive about this one.
All right.
LSU is getting 10. They're at Auburn. That's too many. LSU has a really good defense. Miami followed that, saw that, and I think LSU might upset them.
Wow.
Maybe. Maybe upset them.
Hey, I'll tell you what, word. Man. You're not feeling real strong there on that one, Louie.
No. I feel very strong to cover the 10.
Okay.
All
right.
That's too many in Auburn. Okay.
Okay.
I love the Giants. Dallas really looked terrible last week, and they have no receivers. And Zach Prescott needs some receivers, and he's not a franchise quarterback. And Barkley looked really good against the Giants last week, and the Giants are getting 3 at Dallas, so I like the Giants.
Okay.
And then I love Washington. Washington Redskins are -6 over Indy. Washington killed Arizona last week, and Alex Smith is really good quarterback
like
ever
that.
Since he.
Okay.
Was.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I like Alex Smith. Alex Smith's a good quarterback.
Yeah.
So I like him over Indy. And Luck looked all right, but his arm doesn't look as strong as it did. You know, he looked pretty good, but he's not back.
Not same guy. Little scouting report from the Barber right there.
I like that. Yeah. He has a little. Okay. And then, unfortunately,
what do you got?
I gotta take the Jets. I got to take the Jets -3 against Miami. Miami, Miami improved their running game, but they haven't. They're still weak against the run, and you're gonna see a lot of Isaiah Crowell and Powell. And now, so I'm just a little bit worried. But if that goes to 3.5, stay away from that game.
Mm.
Okay?
I like
all right, if it does. But now you went against the Dolphins last week, so I'm surprised you're just not drinking any of the Kool-Aid yet. You got to see more on the road, huh?
Hey, I saw Lewis run all over him. Deion Lewis ran all over the second half. So,
Well, I mean, come on, man. We had a bunch of delays, and my guys are in there eating donuts and stuff. I mean, to come back out.
I love the fight. I love their fight. I was very impressed with the Dolphins running game. But you go into New York, I hope they win, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, this one, I told you, if it goes to 3.5, stay away from this game. It's a rivalry game. So, I like the Jets at 3, but I don't like them at 3.5. The original line opened, Miami won. The Jets killed Detroit, but Detroit laid an egg. So the Jets aren't that good, and Detroit's not that bad. Mm. So.
What else?
They're going to keep Donald to under 20 throws. If Donald throws for more than 20 passes, then Miami will win the game.
Boy, I'll tell you, there you go. There's something a little bit. Hey, what's everybody talking about at the barbershop these days? Like, when you guys are all sitting around, what's everybody shooting a breeze about these days?
Well, I'm a Steeler fan. They're always busting my balls about Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah, no.
And I'm to the point, just let him go.
Wow.
Oh, you won't let him go? You sound the Steeler fans have all turned on Le'Veon Bell. What if he comes back after this week? You let him come back?
I wish he could take his tag away.
Come on!
And build up on more defense.
Big Louie, you let him go or trade him right now, huh?
Yeah, I tell you something. Old man D'Angelo Williams ran good behind that line. And he was washed up at Carolina.
All right, there you have it.
Okay, that's how I feel, Joe.
Strong,
bigger than a team, buddy.
No. That's what you guys have, man. Big Louie, that's what Carl's Barbershop is. It's a team of you guys, man, over there.
That's right. That's right.
All right.
And I was right. Remember last week I told you, take Cleveland in the four? I didn't say it on the air.
Doesn't count if you don't say it on the air, Lou.
You got to say it here.
I know. I did. You asked me that. Take Cleveland in the four. I told you that. Hey, Mike Tomlin's always doesn't have his team up every year, every game. It's frustrating. He's not Bill Cowher. Bill Cowher had his team up for the bad teams, you know? So,
well, I'll tell you what. You try to stay away from Pittsburgh, and you just can't. You get all fired up. Big Louie, thank you, man. You have a good weekend.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Big Louie, Carl's Barbershop.
All right, Big Lou's pick 5 for the week. Canes minus 10, LSU getting 4, Giants getting 3, Redskins laying 6, and the Jets laying 3. There's your Big Louie 5-pack.
Going against the Dolphins two weeks in a row, man. Yeah. He's just about the cash, I guess. Anyway, we got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to. Don Bailey Jr. is going to join us coming up here in less than 30 minutes. We'll talk to him.
Radio.com. Radio.com. From the Lexus of Kendall and Lexus of West Kendall Traffic Center, it's all in Kendall with Lexus of Kendall and Lexus of West Kendall. All the savings on all models all month long. Build your deal online in minutes. LexusofKendall.com and LexusofWestKendall.com.
There's a broken down vehicle on 95 this morning for southbounders. Traffic is sponsored by Publix. It's nearing the Dolphin and blocking up that right lane to do allow extra travel time. Also a wreck on 95 southbound, but this one's at Glades Road. It is being moved to the shoulder, but delays are already back to Yamato Road to allow certainly extra travel time. Also a crash blocking the left lane in Miramar on the Turnpike extension. That's for our southbounders after Northwest 27th Avenue. And dinner is served thanks to all the ways Publix makes life every day easy. With convenient options such as online easy ordering, deli grab and go items and Publix delivery powered by Instacart, you'll be able to fit more tasks into your busy day. Only at Publix, where shopping is a pleasure. I'm Amelia, and weekday afternoons beginning at 2, it's Hock and Crowder on AM 560 and FM 96.5 HD2 WQAM.
Riptide Music Festival, powered by Ford, coming to Fort Lauderdale Beach November 30th through December 2nd. Lots of big bands going to be there, big groups there. 311, Sublime with Rome, a reunion of the Jacksons, Sheila E. and more. It's November 30th through December 2nd at Fort Lauderdale Beach. And right now, caller number 5 could win a pair of one-day tickets. 800-227-0560. That's 800-227-0560. Wins a pair of tickets, one-day tickets, to Riptide Music Festival powered by Ford on Fort Lauderdale Beach. November 30th through December 2nd. Tickets go on sale at 10 a.m. this morning.
Details at WQAM.com.
All right. The reunion of the Jacksons.
Yeah, boy.
Wow.
Excited?
Is the sister going to sing?
Janet?
Yeah.
I can't confirm nor deny that.
Been a hell of a show.
Program coordinator is shaking his head no.
It would have been a hell of a situation if Michael, of course we'd never be able to afford it if it was Michael Jackson coming back from the dead.
Yeah, that would be
a hell of a show.
Yeah, that would be a hell of a show.
That would be a hell of a show. Hey, how many people got up this morning as they're in this fantasy football stuff?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to be nice, all right, you guys?
No, no, good job.
All this stuff. I'm just putting my head down.
I'm just putting my head down.
The Jackson 4. Anyway, I'm just sitting there looking, and A.J. Green.
Oh, yeah.
Goes for 3 touchdowns.
Pretty good game last
night. 5 catches, 69 yards. I mean, he didn't have a 100-yard game. But
no, he had 3 TDs.
3 touchdowns.
Yeah,
how many people are going against A.J. Green going, oh, God. Right off the bat,
yep.
AJ Green goes for the hat trick against Baltimore.
27.4 points in my league last night, AJ Green did. And I played against Baltimore's defense. I was asking before how they did. And I start off the week. I have 0 points. I had no one playing last night. The team I'm playing has -1. They had Baltimore's defense last night.
Yeah.
Good start for me.
Yeah, off to a good start.
Yeah. And if you had Andy Dalton, too, through, 4 touchdowns?
Yeah.
No interceptions? He had a pretty good game last night as well.
I will tell you, Andy Dalton threw one to A.J. Green that was right into coverage. I mean, they had Suggs bagging it. They were all going for him. Like, he's going to A.J. Green. There must have been 4 guys around him. They throw it up high because he's a big target. He catches it in his hand. Somehow it makes it through. One guy goes to tackle him up high. He bends over, makes the guy miss, and runs for a touchdown. There couldn't have been more guys around him for that lucky-ass touchdown. Of course, they had it rolling at that point pretty good. But
yeah.
You talk about throwing it into coverage.
I mean, it was like a 25-yard Hail Mary.
Like Baltimore ran for him. As soon as the ball was snapped, they were like, even Suggs from his pass rushing, he flew over to him, went right by him. Guy catches it. One missed tackle. There were so many guys standing around Baltimore. They had like 4 guys looking at each other a yard apart. Like,
yeah.
How the hell did that happen?
Yeah, it was a wild game last night, especially in that first half. If you were watching, I know Hollywood in one of his leagues has A.J. Green, and basically at halftime you could turn it off because you know you got plenty of points. If anything happens after that, you're going to get a bonus. But, yeah, that's a good start for fantasy last night in a somewhat boring game. You know, Cincinnati-Baltimore, not the most exciting game in the world, but – if you're an A.J. Green fan, a Dalton fan, or a Bengals fan, you were happy last night, that's for sure.
Well,
that is for sure.
That's where we are, man, yeah. with the football stuff now. You obviously, unless you're just a hardcore NFL fan, but...
I mean, I watched it no matter what. I didn't have any fantasy implications on my team last night, and I even didn't even realize at the point that I was playing against Baltimore's defense. But football's on, I'm going to watch. You know, if it's boring, I'll turn it off, but
there's,
I'm going to...
There's a lot of people going to watch those games because they have a player... on one team or
that's what fantasy football has done to the football world.
I'm sure the NFL
loves it.
Fantasy football.
Loves it.
Yeah. There's no question. By the way, we got the fight back, man. It just kind of snuck up on us. Canelo and Triple G. $79.95 for high def tomorrow night.
You ain't gonna be home, right? That's right. So I'm probably not gonna watch it then.
I would have stayed up. If it would have been a home game, if this thing would have been
next
weekend,
I don't know if you
would have
stayed up, but you would have bought it.
Yeah, we would have came over.
Yeah, we would have come over and, you know, could have gotten us dinner.
I would have probably watched this just to see what happens.
Yeah.
I know they're promoting it pretty hard. ESPN was all over it last night.
Our boy Victor's out there. He's been out there all week. Victor Bermudez, executive producer of Canes Football Anyway.
He's clean now, right?
What?
Not Vic, Canelo.
Oh, I don't know if he's been eating the meat out in...
Oh, my God. They did this stuff on Mexican meat, like,
yeah.
Just all over, and some people are still calling this is BS.
Like, I mean...
It's weak to try to say that, and others are going, no, they really do put something...
Some steroid or something
For the cows. Must make, by the way, those ranchers must feel really good, those cattle ranchers in Mexico.
Thanks! Yeah, you want a steak? It comes from Mexico. Nope.
As long as you don't have to take a drug test,
yeah,
you'll love our meat in Mexico.
You ever had a 72-ounce filet? Because we have those here.
Yeah. They're really
good. These cows are huge.
and they can help your performance.
That's right.
Eat our steak.
You can run faster.
You can run. They ought to do that. That would be very funny.
That's the new, the avocados from Mexico commercial they have? It's like meat from Mexico. You want to run? You want to race Usain Bolt? Eat three steaks.
How about Canelo doing all their ads, too? Like, hey, when I need meat, I eat it from Mexican meat.
Right.
It's the best meat going.
Look at my muscles.
You'll get better workouts. You'll feel stronger and faster.
Uh-huh.
Your reaction time, it's everything you need to be a great athlete. Mexican meat.
Yeah, that's not the greatest endorsement ever.
Mexican steaks.
Have this guy come out and say, listen, I wouldn't have flunked 2 drug tests if I didn't eat steak from Mexico. I shouldn't eat that hamburger.
When I first heard it, although they did, they actually did a piece on it last night.
Of course they have to, because you ruined Mexican meat forever.
Well, not just that, Zach, but they want everybody to know this fight is clean. And so that's why literally ESPN ran a piece last night going to ranchers and they're talking about what they put.
Did they send Tom Rinaldi? Was like, were you crying after that?
No, I wasn't crying or anything. They were just really trying to explain it. And I went, really? Look, I know you're trying to make this fight look and help them with pay-per-views and stuff. People are going to watch it, right? It's a go, and they're salty, and Triple G's giving Canelo a hard time about Mexican meat, too. He's like laughing. Because, dude, you cheated, you got caught.
That's it. He'll never admit it, though. Canelo will never admit
it. It's Mexican meat, man.
It's Mexican meat.
So let me ask you. I'm dead serious. Like, I saw the piece last night. I was rolling my eyes, and I go, wow, they really are saying they used to.
All right, here's just one question. Do you believe it? Do you believe that Canelo flunked a drug test because he had a filet?
No, okay. I don't, because
he had a ribeye.
We have listened to
drug test.
What have we heard our biggest lies about?
Drug tests, yeah.
Drug tests is where everybody, all of a sudden, nobody can remember anything or tell the truth.
Yeah, or speak English. Remember Sammy Sosa forgot how to speak English.
Every sport, by the way. It's every sport. Nobody's ever come clean and go, I got busted. I gave it a shot. I got busted. Mm. Been doing it for months. Nobody ever says that.
No.
Everybody goes, man, I did it one time, and oh, I got busted again. Now I've done it twice. And
I didn't realize it
got
was
bad luck.
Yeah. I had a steak that was from
Mexico. I didn't know what my trainer gave me.
That whole sport is dirty, though.
Boxing?
Yeah, there's a lot of dirty stuff going on there.
You know,
especially with the judges.
You know, boxing's not the dirtiest sport, right? Cycling.
Yeah, bike riding?
Yeah.
Cycling
is the king. Hey, who would ever think cycling, riding a damn bike, you'd be doing that, right?
Cycling.
And he is the greatest liar of all time.
Yeah, he's probably got to be, right? If you had to rank liars.
If you're doing the all-lying flunk drug test, guys.
Yeah, it's got to be Lance. Because didn't Lance sue a bunch of people also?
Lance ruined people's lives.
Yeah.
So he's
Ryan Braun got a urine
Ryan
guy
Braun
fired.
Got that guy.
Yeah.
He's an ass clown
for
life, even though he's still making hundreds of millions of dollars playing for Milwaukee.
Baseball, yeah, right. What about Rafael Palmeiro screaming at Congress or wherever it was, the committee?
He's got to be top 10.
He's got to be up there. Roger Clemens, I think he misremembered. That's a horrible lie.
How about stuff was coming? His wife was taking it. And he said he's really disappointed. Right. He didn't know. It's also amazing to me.
Yeah.
All the people don't know what their wives are doing.
Yeah.
And the wives don't,
My favorite is Sammy. Gets in front of the committee and he needs an interpreter.
He went all Spanish. Yeah. All those years playing Major League Baseball, he forgot. He just went.
Baseball been very, very good to me.
And he left
That's right.
At that.
Yeah.
He's turned very weird now, though.
Oh, my God. Have you seen any recent pictures of Sammy?
I saw the story they did with him. What was that, in Dubai? Where was that? Where he's living now. And the guy just kept going, come on, Sammy, just come clean. You can get past this. Chicago Cubs.
Lightning stuff,
the Cubs will like to have you back, but just come clean, man. And he just could. He kind of wanted to, and he backed off with his new look.
I was on a plane
and
back
by the way,
from
not
Europe,
just his new look with his hair either.
No.
Friggin'
hair. Do you think I was looking at his hair? He was on my plane back from Europe about 15 or 16 months ago, and I got up to go to the bathroom, and I swear I saw him, and I didn't believe my own eyes. I came back to see it. I'm like, God, I think that's Sammy Sosa. Then he gets off the flight, and we're all getting our bags, and I see him taking 30 bags. And I was like, that's Sammy. People are taking pictures with him. I'm like, are you kidding?
By the way,
look what he looks like.
I don't know if we did name the dirtiest sport.
We said cycling, boxing.
Track's got to be up there.
Oh, yeah.
Track and field.
Mm.
The Russians.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, right. Okay. Wow, you're right. It's got to be right there. I still think cycling might be one.
The whole team cheated.
Yeah, that's true. It's a good point. It's not just one guy.
Chinese swimming team. Remember years ago, they were like times like, she's 7 seconds faster than her time, best time ever.
Yeah, it's like, that's true.
She got, how the hell you get 7 seconds faster for the Olympics? Adrenaline must be flowing.
Yeah, she is just on it.
God, that was crazy.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, man. Anyway.
Speaking about performing-enhancing drugs, Don Bailey Jr. is coming up next.
Yeah. He's clean. See how great a shape he's in?
Yeah. He's on those ads. His dad's on the ads on the side, you know, the road. He's going to be on them. I want to see him on them.
All right. Yeah, his dad. He's a hoot, man. Spent some great time with his father. Yeah. Unbelievable. Hey, anyway, you going to tell me anything about dinner tonight?
I mean, you know where I want to eat dinner tonight. Auntie's Coal Fire Pizza.
Chicken wings, pizza, ricotta.
Yeah, pork vinegar ribs. Well, meatball ricotta, you already know that. You don't have to.
That's a slam dunk. You got your wife eating that too, or does she want something a little different?
No, she sometimes just likes a little, some of the mushrooms on there and stuff like that. I'm just not. I get the ricotta, meatball ricotta. It's not even a question at that point. The pork vinegar ribs now are my fancy. I like those a lot now. But I always go back to one thing, and I know you don't want to talk about it, so I'll look this way when I say it. The eggplant merino.
It's good.
Okay, so you're admitting that it's you like, you'll
eat
it.
It's good, but it's not on my top three list when I go there.
It's in my top three.
You did barely mention an order of 20 chicken wings.
Well, I mean, it just
with
depends.
With those onions.
Oh, the onions on there.
Grilled
so
over
good.
The top.
Yeah, it's pretty good. You put the onion on there and
yes.
eat it too. A couple
gotta
of them, not just
gotta
one.
You
got to
eat it together.
Right? Yeah, you got to eat it together.
Yeah.
I dig from the bottom to get all the onions on that one on the bottom that's been sitting there on the onions for a while. Meatball ricotta.
Really good the next day, too.
That's the thing about Anthony's, too. If you do bring a house pizza home, if you do get the wings and they're five or six, or not really, that'll never be in my house, left over the next morning, that next day it's great for lunch, great for dinner the second night in a row. Anthony's Coal Fire Pizza really does a good job with that. But go there, get a meatball ricotta, get an eggplant merino, get some of the wings, get some of those ribs, a salad, the Rabinovitz special, the cannoli at the end. He loves a cannoli at the end, so you get that.
No, his special is if somebody's paying for it.
Well, I mean, if it's free,
that's
Danny.
The best for him. But if you want to go early, you know what? The orders are only – my order's never longer than 15 minutes to go pick up there. Sometimes I want to be longer so I can grab just one beer before. Cool.
Yeah, a little IPA or something like that. Someone just texted in, try the tuna also. Isn't that Danny's favorite?
It must be Marino doing
it. It might be Danny texting in
he
right
now. That tuna sandwich.
Anthony's Coal Fire Pizza.
Tuna sandwich.
Friday night, Saturday night, doesn't matter what night of the week it is. Go pick your go pick up some pizza, some wings, some ribs, all that stuff. You can thank us later. We'll be back after this. Don Bailey Jr.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Canes and Toledo. That's this Saturday. And we got a watch party at American Social Brickell. I'll be there from 12 to 3. The WQAM Street Team will have Dos Equis giveaways. You'll have a chance to win a 60-gallon cooler. Dos Equis, keep it interesante. Did I say that right? Yeah, Danny Q in the back is when he smiles. I know I said it
make
right.
Make sure you're saying it right, man.
Just interesante.
I know, but the fact is you had to look at DQ to make sure you say it right.
Because I make him say it in the spot that I read.
Oh,
but I said it there anyway. By the way, let's go to the Toyota Hollywood Hotline. Speaking of the Canes and Toledo, buy now and save big during the grand reopening of the all-new Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Don Bailey Jr. will join us right now. Don, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Don Bailey Jr., man, we are doing great, and we're all waiting to see what this thing's going to look like going on the road against Toledo. Only a 10.5-point favorite in this game. What is it about Toledo that we don't know except that we keep hearing about all these really talented wide receivers?
I think it starts with the receivers, Joe. I think when you look at Toledo the last couple of years, they've done a great job on offense. They've gone over 500 yards a bunch of times, and they challenged Miami last year. And I'll remind Hurricane fans that it was after a 20-some-day layoff in the Hurricane, and Miami went in at halftime trailing but rebounded strongly and put Toledo to sleep in the second half. So I just think it's a road game. I think that they're a talented offense. They play very, very good on defense, solid. Nothing tricky, but they hold their own. And they've been very productive coming off an 11-win season last year, and they had 60-some-odd points in their opening game. So I think everybody realizes that teams are going to be pretty close, especially if you're going on the road. But I expect Miami to handle it.
Don, I know you can't learn a lot from the Savannah State game because it was a blowout, 77-0, but multiple quarterbacks played in that game. What were your thoughts on the other guys that played besides Malik?
Well, I'm glad they all played, and I'm glad that everybody got a chance to see them that was at the game and was able to catch it on television. But I learned that they're not ready to play yet. I mean, Malik Rozier still gives Miami the best chance to win. I do believe that I saw talent, and each one of those guys has a little something different to them. Nikosi Perry is certainly mobile enough and has a strong enough arm, and I got a kick out of Coach Witt, you know, in the post game. He was saying that Nikosi was a little nervous in a pregame warm-up, realizing that he's going to get on the field for the first time. And, you know, Cade Weldon came in and scored with his feet, and he's a guy that has really probably progressed the most from last year to this year. And then Jaren Williams, we got to look into the future, whether it's this year's future or next year's future or thereafter, but a guy that's got a big, strong arm, and they got to get him on the field. I think that's the main thing, because this season's going to fly by real quick, and you open up with a pretty tough schedule next year. And you got to get him on the field as much as you can and let it sort itself out.
Don, Malik Rozier, and you know, there was all the people upset after the LSU game, and Malik was taking most of it, although there was plenty to go around. Is there a chance if he struggles for some reason in this game early that they make a switch, or do they just go, Malik's got to get us through this game?
So I think that the way that I've seen Coach Rick manage quarterbacks is that, you know, he said last year, after he pulled Malik against Pitt, that he had time to digest it and think about it, and said he probably shouldn't have done that as a coach.
Okay,
so, I mean, he's told that to everybody after he's had time to sleep on it. So I don't think that he's going to go back and do that again. I do think at some point that he's going to try and play the second-team guy. And these are his words, that every week it's a battle for who's number two. I think he's going to try and get that guy on the field as much as he can whenever he can. And the thing that I think fans got to remember, and I have to remind myself of this all the time too, is when Miami was at their greatest, there was a ton of depth, but more importantly, there was competition everywhere. And I mean everywhere, every day, every play. And I mean, go back to the very beginning. You know, the rosters, Jim Kelly, Mark Richt, Vinny Testaverde, Bernie Kosar.
Wow.
That's 80, 81, whatever that is. And then you've got, it's just been stacked. And, well, it's not stacked right now. There's some very, very good players, and you've got guys that are challenging. But this freshman class that has come in now has put some pressure on some guys, and that's where you need to have it. You got to have the competition, and it helps the coaches manage the team. But everybody's getting better, because if you know you don't have anybody over your shoulder, you're going to go hard, but you may not go as hard as if you think you mess up, you're going to come sit on the bench with the coach over here.
Don Bailey Jr. joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. All right, offensive line-wise, I mean, again, Savannah State was Savannah State, but LSU also, through those two games, what did you think of the O-line?
I think Hayden Mahoney, the right guard, who started two games last year and was really in a battle for his job this year, has been grading out extremely high. You know, he's not I wouldn't say he's the most talented guy on that offensive line, but he makes very few mistakes. He's very, very tough, and he's pretty much solidified himself at right guard. Donaldson, who was an All-American as a freshman last year at right guard, they bumped him out to tackle, and he's finally starting to get a feel for it. Now, you got to remember, he had only three or four practices in spring at that position, and then he had all of fall camp. And he got in against LSU, played that whole game, played the whole game against Savannah. And I think he's starting to adjust. And they're coming together, because nobody on that offensive line started at the position ever before than the center when the season started. The center was the only guy that had a bunch of starts at that position. Mahoney had two starts at right guard, left tackle, no starts at left tackle, left guard, no starts, period. So it's been a bit of an adjustment period, but they're doing a nice job coming together, and I think this week they'll get better, and they're going to continue to get better.
Hey, Don, which freshman helped themselves the most last week off that game? We heard the coach talking a little bit about it, and I wasn't here early in the week. Who would those freshmen be?
Got to be Al Blades, right? I mean, I think, first of all, he
you know, Bandy went down against LSU, and they put Al Blades in there, Junior in there, and he stepped up to the plate. He's been named special teams captain, and this guy, Joe, you know, I watch him, and you see it. You just see the talent in him. But then you talk to him, and you watch how he interacts, and this guy's going to be the captain of your football team one day. I mean, quickly. He is already for the week, but he's going to end up being a captain. He's going to end up being your defensive leader. He's just so mature, and nothing's too big for him, and he doesn't shy away from any of that. So I've been impressed with him. You know, the tight ends. LSU, zero catches out of the tight ends. Last week, Savannah, eight catches, and I guess it was three touchdowns. Those two guys are as good a freshman tandem, I think, that there probably is in the country and has been around here a long time. And that's nice to have the tight ends come into play. And there was that young offensive line. I mean, nobody probably watched it but me, but they signed some heck of a players at that position. All three of those freshman offensive linemen did a nice job.
Don, I'll pay you back, but can you lend me $100K so I can buy the new turnover chain for Joe?
Oh, hey, you know, I'd lend you $100K, but I only got about 97. I only got about 93,000 because you guys got me to donate carpet to the athletic director's office.
I hope it was nice carpet.
Oh. It was the best I had. Believe me. So next time you guys start donating stuff for me, let me know first. All right.
Oh, good old Blake. We better get the invite to that office to step on that carpet. Gosh, that's for sure.
That's good stuff.
What do you think of the new, real quick, the new turnover chain, the Ibis?
I wish I had one. I'd wear it. I'd wear it. It's far better looking than that backpack they're wearing up the road.
The turnover purse? The turnover purse. That's
you've been dying to get that shot
right,
in, man.
That's right. Oh, man. Don Bailey Jr., you can hear him on Saturday right here in WQAM, the Hurricanes and Toledo kickoff at noon. Don, have a great weekend. Have a great trip to Toledo.
Thanks, Don.
All right. Hey, Joe, see you guys later. Thanks for having me on. Talk to you later. All
right, Don Bailey Jr.
Don Bailey.
He had to get that little Florida State shot in there.
I knew he was waiting on that
backpack.
One. I knew he was waiting on that one. He also had
to call it the purse.
Turnover purse. Waiting for the remix.
Well, it's a woman's bag.
By Solo
D. Decided that on Monday.
We'll find out. It's coming up. I hope we don't see it a lot when it's down here. I know that.
No, God, no. I hope not also. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.